This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, look out below. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're hit by a falling suicide victim, can you sue the building she jumped from? Carl was a cable technician who was dispatched to a Louisiana hotel. He arrived just about the same time that Amy decided to kill herself by jumping from the hotel's roof. An eyewitness testified she saw Amy on the roof, dressed in a long black dress and drinking from a bottle of wine. The witness looked away for a moment, and when she looked back, she saw Amy falling, and a few seconds later, Amy landed on Carl. Amy died, and Carl suffered serious injuries and sued the hotel, claiming the guardrail was too low and the pickets lining the top were missing. But the court found for the hotel, accepting expert testimony that the guardrail, even without pickets, exceeded code requirements. And the fact that Amy went over the top of a guardrail that was over the top did not mean the hotel could be held responsible. Also, it was simply not foreseeable that a person committing suicide would hit somebody on the way down. So if you're unlucky enough to be hit by a falling suicide victim, you should be glad you're alive and not try to blame those around the edges. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.